Day 3 of 30X, and we are live. Welcome back. Looking forward to today's teachings and, obviously, learnings. Hopefully, homework-wise, you've started to think bigger. Hopefully, homework-wise, you've started to put some of those dreams and goals down on paper. Even the learning and the planning may have started happening. But the ultimate thing about this is it's a process, and we go through all 30 days, and every piece of knowledge builds on the previous piece of knowledge. It's day after day that we build. Today, we're going to add to yesterday's formula of dream, goal, learn, plan, act equals success. We're going to learn about that multiplying formula and saying, okay, how do we now make that the next level? Well, the next level of that is this formula here. Very simple one, but to be really blunt with you, probably one of the most powerful things you'll ever learn about self-development. So the formula is this. Be times do equals have. Who you are multiplied by the actions you take determines the things that you get into your life. Be times do equals have. Now, it works in reverse as well. Have equals do times be. So we can take a look at this, and if we apply it back to yesterday's lesson, the have segment, let's start there and say, okay, the dreams and goals that you are putting down now, that you're documenting, putting on paper, putting in your journals, etc., those dreams and goals are really the have segment of this formula. So once we know what we want to have, then of course we work into the learn, plan, act, the do segment of the formula. So if you take yesterday's formula and apply it to this one, the do and the have are definitely part of dream, goal, learn, plan, act. So the doingness is the learning and the planning and then taking action. Now, what surrounds all of that that makes all of it a success comes to the simplest part of this formula. Be times do equals have. Who you are. See, in order for you to do the things you need to do to get what you want to have, you have to become that person. You have to build yourself, and you have to work on you. See, the you're not a human having, you're not a human doing, you're a human being. Okay, so who you are determines the level you do the things you do. See, let's just take a simple example of this, a business example, let's say. Say you want to have great results in sales. Well, what do you have to do in sales to have great results in sales? And how well do you have to perform? Who do you need to be as a salesperson? See, the better you get at sales, be words, better, beliefs, behaviors, the better you are at these things, the better your beliefs, the better your behaviors in sales, the less you need to do to get the same result as someone else who's not as good at sales, who doesn't have the right beliefs and behaviors and et cetera, et cetera. Okay? So when we think about this lesson, we think, okay, I got to define what I want to have. We touched on that yesterday, and we'll touch on it a bit more through the whole process, but that's really your dreams and goals. Once you've defined what it is you want to have, then we work backwards and say, well, what is it I need to do in order to have that? And again, that's same from yesterday, our learning, our plans, and our activities. Once we know what it is we need to do, then we need to define, okay, who do I need to become in order to do that? See, unfortunately, very few people are proactive about who it is they need to be. Very few people actually look at who do I need to be and think about working proactively on themselves. Majority of people, who they are is just a reactive thing about, well, I went to school and I kind of was good at this and people said I was good at that, so therefore I kind of went down this road. And who they've become is not something they've planned. They didn't sit down at the beginning of life and go, who is it that I want to be? And that's the challenge of what I'm offering you here today, is to think about, who is it that I choose to be? Who do I need to be in order to do, in order to have? Who do I choose to be? Who do I want to be? And thinking about that is a question that very few people have actually really put time and energy into. I know literally every year I sit down with my family and we sit down and go, who do we need to be this year? Who do we need to be more of? What do we need to be better at? What behaviors, what beliefs, what philosophies need to shift so we can be better people, therefore we can do more and have more. Okay? It's not a complex thing, But, you know, as Einstein once said, if you can't teach it simply, you probably don't know it well enough to be teaching it. So my goal is to make everything in 30X real simple for you. So let's take a look at this. Who is it that I need to be? Well, let's imagine that you set a goal, and let's use a simple one that we've touched on before, running a marathon. Well, who do you need to be? Well, you need to be a runner. You need to be a fit person. You need to be, and if you keep going through, you can keep defining this in different ways. Who is it that I need to be is a very simple question when you pose it with an actual goal in mind. Okay? When you know what it is you need to do in order to have, it's relatively simple. Now, if I go back to a simple philosophy that Mr. Rohn introduced me to, and that is work harder on yourself than you do on your job, then what we're looking at here is you really are your product. Your job in life is to build the best you can build, okay? To become the best you that you can be. See, would the best you be fit and healthy? Would the best you be knowledgeable? Would the best you have great relationships? Would the best you build wealth and happiness around you? See, it's the best you that we're aiming to build. Who do I need to be? I need to be the best me that I can be. Okay, now, of course, the formula is simple. Be times do equals have. So how do we build the best you? Well, what we have to understand is that in order for life to change, we got to change. In order for life to grow, we have to grow. The world changes, and if we don't go through growth with the world, then we fall behind. And let's relate that to business. It's like, you know, Kodak didn't change with the times, therefore they're out of business. BlackBerry didn't change with the time, therefore they're out of business. If you personally don't change with the times and understand that I need to keep growing and go through my own personal renewal, like those businesses should have gone through renewal, you need to keep going through renewal. And I think that's an important aspect of this formula, that who you need to be right now will shift and change over a period of time. Who you are right now might have been phenomenal for the last 5 years of your life, but guess what? It might be time for that to shift and change. Because the world's changing, your goals are changing, your dreams are changing, the environment you're in changes, maybe you need to shift with that. So that's why this isn't a process that you do once and never revisit again. It's a process where, you know, you're going to revisit this either annually or even more often. If you're achieving your goals real quick, you need to take a look at who do I need to be more often than that, because you got to keep growing in order for your goals to be keep growing in order for that sort of stuff. So how does growth happen in a human being? Well, the way growth happens for us as humans is, let me just grab a seat because this is kind of a complex thing that we need to understand and learn. As we're growing and learning, there is a level of growth factor that we need to understand for ourselves as humans. And that is that unless there is a level of pressure, we don't grow. Unless there is some form of pressure to perform, we don't get better. You know, you can see that in sporting arenas fairly often. When there's pressure to step up, people will step up, okay? When there's pressure on you, you grow. It's kind of like, you know, if you look at the tree that grows in the middle of the forest, doesn't need a deep root system because there's no wind on it, versus a tree that grew up right on the edge of the ocean where there's plenty of wind, there's a difference, you know, that when there is the pressure on you, you grow. Now, if I can try and not be too complex with this, but a gentleman by the name of Ilya Prigogine actually won the Nobel Science Prize back in the 1970s for his understanding of the work on, the word is called perturbation, right? Now, perturbation is just a very long word that means pressure applied. And, you know, you talk about this in normal day-to-day life. Well, you know, it's like under pressure, coal becomes a diamond sort of thing. Under pressure to perform is where the real breakthroughs happen. Now, if I give you probably a very base example of this, pressure being applied to a team of people, pressure being applied, let's use a real day-to-day example. If you're going to boil water, you turn the heat on, it boils the water. Well, what Prigogine said is that things perturbed, in other words, under pressure, have a growth cycle that is kind of different to most. And human beings are kind of just like this. As a human being, we need pressure to grow. The positive pressure is better than negative pressure. See, negative pressure of you grow or else, you achieve that or else, you know, you got to make some money or else this is going to happen. That negative pressure is not always the best pressure for human beings. Oftentimes that'll create a negative response. Positive pressure in having defining your dreams and goals is definitely where we want it to be. So stay with me on this. If you are not under pressure to perform, you don't get better. If there is no pressure for you to achieve more, you don't get better. You don't ask better questions, you don't have to learn, you don't have to do anything. If you don't have any goals bigger than doing what you're doing right now, there is no necessity to perform better, there is no necessity for you to learn more, therefore there's no growth. Now, if we go back to our lesson from day one, you're either growing or dying, we got to understand, hang on, we really do need to keep growing, okay? So if we understand that we need to keep growing, okay, that's just the way of the world. The tree's either growing or it's dying. We need to be growing so we're not dying, right? If that's the case, we need to understand how growth happens. And the way growth happens is when we're under pressure. We can apply pressure to ourselves by setting bigger dreams and bigger goals. In other words, more things we want to have. We can apply pressure by wanting to do more, by taking better activities. And we can apply pressure by demanding and determining who we need to be so that we become more in that. Now, oftentimes people say to me, well, what about outside pressure? Absolutely. Having a coach, having a family member, having other people helping you with applying pressure. I know for me that having a personal trainer for my health is a very big part of that because there's some definite pressure being applied to make sure I do the work I need to do in order to keep the fitness up. That being said, oftentimes when there is no pressure, we don't grow. Now, what happens? What is the growth cycle when pressure is applied? Well, let's go back to that boiling water. See, the water is, it's getting warmer, okay? And then it's simmering. It's not boiling yet, it's just simmering, okay? Now, that pressure applied is like when you're perturbed. And you've probably been in situations like this where you've been under pressure and you feel perturbed. You feel like, it's like there's a pressure being applied. There's one of two things about to happen. Either you're going to get out from that pressure. You take the water off the heat. You get out from under that pressure in some way, shape, or form. And getting out from under the pressure means there will be no growth, okay? If you stay on the heat, the water stays on there to boil, it's not boiling, and then the next second, guess what? It is boiling. It's perturbed, and it has a breakthrough. The same is true for human beings. We're sort of like, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, boom, can do it. You know, and if you want to read Prigogine's studies, it's very scientific. I'm trying to make it as simple to understand as I can, but basically we have a breakthrough. When we have that breakthrough, and sometimes that breakthrough leads to, in the form of water, steam comes off. In the form of humans, steam comes off. Now, the steam can be, it's basically emotion, okay? So what is emotion? Energy in motion. Now, if you take a look at the difference between feelings and emotions, feelings are internal, emotions are external, okay? And this is why my wife says to me often, honey, you don't have any feelings. I have a lot of feelings. I just am not as emotional as other people around sometimes are. And often that's a male trait, I guess, that, you know, we keep our feelings on the inside rather than external. And we'll talk more about that when we get to relationships and stuff. But the simple reality is for us to grow, there needs to be pressure. The best form of pressure is not negative of you got to make money or else, or you got to do this or else. The best form of pressure is actually to set bigger goals, bigger dreams, so that the pressure is positive. The pressure is driving us forward. Now, there's been periods in life, and you'll have probably experienced this, where you didn't have any real pressure. So there wasn't any real growth. You know, you were doing good, life was easy, things were working out, everything seemed fine, and, you know, that's the way the world worked. Well, all right, that's fantastic. But if I want performance, I need pressure. same is true in business, same is true in wealth, same is true in family, in relationships. Under pressure is when we get it. Now, that brings me to the next lesson. And it's a pretty simple lesson, but it's very important to understand. And that is, a breakthrough usually follows a break down, break up, break with, break. Some form of a break generally creates the breakthrough in life. So when we're sitting there and thinking about, okay, we want to have a jump in life performance or a change in it and a dramatic shift. We don't just want a little shift. We want a dramatic shift. Usually that breakthrough doesn't happen until there's a breakdown or a breakup or a break with tradition or that sort of thing. So I look at it from the perspective of, sometimes in life I'm going through some stuff, and sometimes the pressure seems to be insurmountable, and sometimes it's like I'm going to have a breakdown or I'm going to have a breakup or these are the things that often create the breakthroughs. And sometimes we need to keep the pressure on until we get the breakthrough. Sometimes the pressure's got to stay on until we actually make the shift. Too often in life, I see people who are, they don't put themselves under any pressure, and therefore they're not performing. If you want to create more success in your life, if you want 30X to be a reality for you and to have the 30X life in your world, are you going to need to put yourself in more pressure situations? Are you going to need to put yourself in situations where it feels insurmountable, it feels unbearable, it feels like the pressure is too much, that you're going to break down, that you're going to... Yes, you are going to need more pressure if you are going to perform higher. People that put themselves in pressure situations start to perform better and better and better. You don't get better by putting yourself into a situation. Let me give you a simple example of this. Imagine you're playing a sport, and let's say it's tennis, and you're playing tennis against someone who's nowhere near as good as you. Are you going to get better playing against someone who's nowhere near as good as you? No way. You will not get better playing against people who are not as good as you. If you want to get better, you got to play against people who are better at that sport than you do. If you want to get better in life, you got to hang out with people who are better at life than you are. If you want to get a 30X life as your thing, then what we need to do is say, okay, I really need to put myself in situations where I'm under pressure. I've heard, you know, I've probably said this a million times, but that is, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room, okay? What does that mean? Hang out with people who are doing better than you. Hang out with people that have more than you. Hang out with people who are better people than you, who they're being this, they're doing this, they're having this, is at a higher level than where you're at. It's not saying they're better people. It's just they might have started this journey before you. It's not saying that's the be-all and end-all. You know, a simple saying I have in life is that you won't be ready until you start. Until you take action, it's not going to happen. Until you take action, you can't prove it. It's like when you get on the bicycle, you can sit in classrooms all you want, studying inertia, studying riding a bicycle, studying how the pedals work and the mechanics of the whole thing. But until you get on the bike, nothing changes, okay? You're still going to have to get on the bike. You're still going to have to fall over, and you're still going to have to scrape a knee in order to get there. Put yourself under the pressure of getting on the bike. Put yourself under the pressure of going to situations, of doing things. Commit to yourself to do something. It's like, you know, if you're scared of public speaking, book a speech in 6 months' time or 3 months' time or a month's time or tomorrow. You know, but you've got to put yourself under pressure if you actually want higher performance. And so if we bring that back to the B times do equals have, if all you want to have is the same as what you got today, there's no pressure going to be applied. If all you want to have is the exact same results as you're getting right now, then you're right. There's no pressure applied. So there's not going to be growth. You know, and if you're watching 30X, somehow I doubt that you want to have the exact same things that you have right now. Somehow I doubt you want to have the exact same relationships or the exact same fitness as what you got now. Somehow I believe that if you're watching 30X, then you know, and just by a simple reality of the fact you are watching it, that you choose to have something different. You're choosing a different way. So you're putting pressure on you to perform better. Now, sometimes that takes an external coach to help put pressure on you. Sometimes it's a family member. Sometimes it's a friend. Sometimes it's watching 30X with your friends and turning and looking at each other right now saying, yeah, we got to up our game. Yeah, I got to put more pressure on you and you got to put more pressure on me. Sometimes it's joining a team that is already performing higher, so you got to up your game and do that. Sometimes it's joining groups of people where the pressure to perform is more than what the pressure to perform is right now with you. So we know that this pressure is necessary for you to perform. So where are you going to get the pressure in your life? Not from a negative situation. Not a, I got to get out of this negative. Not I got to get away from this. Not I got to lose weight. Where are you going to put pressure on yourself in a positive sense to be able to get out there and go and achieve the things you want to achieve and have the results you want to have? So, you know, you got to put that pressure on. Now, I'm not saying it's got to be all stress and strain. That is definitely not the truth. You see, if you put the pressure on in the right way, it's fun. A major part, and if I can spend a couple of minutes on this, a major part of success is making things enjoyable, is making stuff fun. You know, I'm lucky enough to have grown up in Australia where fun is a major part of what life is all about. Maybe that's because, you know, the English kicked all the fun people out 200 years ago, and all of the convicts in Australia are like, hey, we're not in jail, life's fun. You know, okay, it's a bit of a stretch, but maybe that's the reason why. Maybe it's just my family and the way we grew up where fun is a core principle of what life is all about. You know, making it fun. Yeah, there are tasks that are not fun. You know, going out and mowing the lawn, it's not that fun unless you make it fun. How do I make this enjoyable? How do I make doing this something that's exciting and fun and things that I want to do? There is stuff you got to do in life that you say, this is probably not going to be fun. Or you can choose, hey, everything I do is fun. Everything I do is fun. Everything I do is going to be enjoyable. Work's fun. Doing dishes is fun if you make it fun. You know, cooking dinner's fun if you make it fun. My way of thinking is that anything and everything we do needs to be enjoyable, okay? That doesn't mean you don't do things that are not enjoyable. It means that you make things always enjoyable. So I hope that makes sense to you. Create fun around you. Make sure everything you do is fun for not just you, but for your teammates, your family, your friends. Make it a laugh. Make it enjoyable. Life is way too short to do that. So here's where we finish up today's lesson. Let's remember the formula. Be times do equals have. In order to have more, you got to do more and you got to be more. Be average times do average equals have average. Be great, do great, have great. Be amazing, do amazing, have amazing. Now, two last points of today. If, and you've probably met these people, there's some people out there that think the formula is just do more and have more. These are the people that want to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They work harder. It's harder, more, harder, more, harder, more. If I work harder and I do more, then, hey, presto, we're going to have more. Well, it's kind of true. It's kind of true. You probably also met the opposite people. These are the people that they sit on a hill and they got all the right colored crystals hanging. They do all the best yoga poses. They've got, you know, the best mantras at their meditation. They're the best at that. But they don't do anything different. Might work a little bit. You know, you can't sit on the hill and ohm your way into a new Ferrari. Let's be blunt about that, okay? It's be times do equals have. Those who just try to be more, who just work on themselves and don't actually go out and put that into practice in day-to-day life and actually take action with what they're learning, they can't expect the formula to work exponentially the way it does when it's a multiplier. Those who just go to work and work harder and harder and harder and harder without working on themselves, without learning, without growing, without building their beliefs and their behaviors and who they are as a person, without putting themselves through a growth phase, they're not going to get there easy either. Those who don't examine their habits and build better rituals. Those who don't think proactively about building themselves, about who do I need to be in order to do. Those who don't consider that personal renewal is a major part of it, It's be times do equals have. It's not do more, have more, or be more, have more. It's be times do equals have. Now, it leads me to one final point of today's learnings, and that is this. Life is short. You might already be aware of that fact. But how short? Life's 4,000 weeks. 4,000 weeks is an average lifetime. Okay? Now, if you're watching this, well, if you don't take care of yourself, you don't even get to 4,000 weeks. You get like 3,000 weeks. Okay? Remember that, taking care of yourself, and we'll go over that here in 30X in a few days' time. Life is a 4,000-week episode. Now, if you're watching this and you're 20, you've done 1,000 weeks. If you're watching this and you're 40, you've done 2,000-odd weeks. Okay? If you're 50, you're 2.5. Think about that for a second. How many weeks you got left? Well, how many weeks do you have left in your lifetime? This is why learning now is vital. Growing now is vital. Taking action now is vital. It's not about in a month's time or in a week's time and, you know, I'll start investing when... No. Life is 4,000 weeks. The first 1,000, you're pretty useless. You're a kid. You're studying. You're learning. You're learning to be a contributor to society for that first 1,000 weeks. Now, the average human's plan is, well, my goal is to work for the next 2,000 weeks to get to 60 and retire. Well, no. No. That should not be the plan. The plan should be, how do I get this so that I can be more and do more and have more with those 4,000 weeks? How do I get to enjoy as many of those 4,000 weeks as possible because I've grown so much that I can handle the money or I can handle the life, I can build the relationships? You know, that to me is vital. Being more, growing as a person. You know, I get asked often, you know, Brad, what's your greatest success? And other than my kids, I can, and my family and my relationships, I always think that, you know, my greatest success is me, who I have become. If you met the snot-nosed, bratty little... No, I was not a great person when I was a kid. Rarely are we. Rarely do we know how to be great humans when we're teenagers. We're learning that stuff. We're learning how to be better people. We're learning about these things. As I become more, I am my greatest product. I am my greatest job. To be the best me I can be is the job. Life is short. I've got a few thousand weeks to do as much as I can, to have the biggest impact on more people, on myself, on the world, on everything possible. Yes, we want massive goals, but we want to remember that it's not a long time to get there. You know, 80 years is not that many, especially if you've got 80 years and you've already done 30 of them, you only got 50 to go, and that's if you take care of yourself. Now, I know medical science is changing things all the time, but that doesn't give you an excuse to not take care of yourself. We'll get to more on that in a few days' time. But think of this. Who you are multiplied by what you do is going to determine what you have in life. If you've set your dreams and you've set your goals and you want to have more, you want to have better things, better experiences, better relationships, then you got to do different things. In order to do those things and do them differently and do them well and do them to the best possible way you can, you need to be more. You need to grow as a person. You need to grow with your beliefs, your behaviors, your values. All of these different aspects of you need to grow. And you need to understand that growing you is your job. Becoming the best you you can be, that's your job. That's 30X. So take a look at your dreams and goals and start thinking about, who do I need to be? Your homework tonight is to start thinking about, who do I need to become in order to do, in order to have? Who is it that I want to proactively become? And how can I put myself under pressure to get to that person? Yeah, it's got to be fun. It's got to be enjoyable. But if I'm going to have the breakthroughs, I got to put myself under pressure. Life's only 4,000 weeks. 3,000, you don't take care of yourself. You're already done 1,000 or 2,000 or however many you've done. Oh, it's time to put pen to paper on your dreams and goals today. You know, especially for those of you with only 1,000 or 500 weeks left. Now! Do it now! I know I'm harping a little bit. I love seeing people succeed. I want to see you succeed. This is only day 3 of 30X. We got 27 days to go hanging out together. Start the work. Get to work on it. Dreams, goals. B times 2 equals half. That's 30X for today. Let's do this.